On-air entertainment entangled in corporate espionage claims. Ivan Ivanovs, a former employee at On-air Entertainment, has claimed that the company illegally accessed Playtech's internal systems for 2 years. The illegal access is said to have continued even after Igor Velix, who was instrumental in the scandal, left his job with Playtech Live Latvia. Ivanovs asserts that Velix, together with accomplices, made use of unauthorized access to clandestinely monitor Playtech's future games and features. The information that they gathered was passed to On-air Entertainment's product committee and purportedly gave them with an unfair edge by revealing insights into Playtech's strategic plans, market tactics, and collaborations with exclusive casino operators possessing bespoke studios. Claims made in LinkedIn posts. Ivanovs created a series of posts on his LinkedIn profile in which he highlights the clear difference between ethical research and illegally accessing a competitor's inner systems. He raised concerns about the origin of On-air Entertainment's game ideas, hinting at a possible violation of copyright and integrity standards. Ivanovs voiced his dissatisfaction with On-air Entertainment's leadership, condemning their apparent disregard for moral standards and accusing them of prioritizing financial gain over the well-being of their 300-plus workforce. Further disclosures expected from ex-employee. The saga took an intriguing twist when Ivanovs revealed his departure from On-air Entertainment was due to a cease and desist notice received after he publicized his professional accomplishments online post-exit. He contends that the company initiated a legal action against him for allegedly divulging trade secrets, 4 months after his departure. The impending release of On-air Entertainment's Diamond Rush Roulette, overseen by Velix, is now under scrutiny amidst these industrial espionage claims. As the legal proceedings progress, Ivanovs pledges to divulge more details concerning the purportedly unethical operations at On-air Entertainment. So far, there has been no official response from On-air Entertainment, and the entire iGaming industry is eager to hear what the company says. If the accusations are proven to be true, then there are sure to be significant repercussions for the company and its reputation.